here doing this. So I'm going to, we're really pleased that we have an opportunity to have a couple of minutes of conversation with our guests. I will put the questions for them. If you have one, please put your hand up high, kind of wave like this so I can see you against the light. Please speak briefly and succinctly, and we'll do our best to repeat the question for everybody way at the back. So now, without further ado, join me in welcoming back the director of the Brothers Guild, Ryan.
Thank you guys so much. I'm going to invite the cast up there with me, because I'm sure you guys have questions. Thank you guys so much again for coming and for the very warm welcome. I hope you enjoyed the cooking. So does anyone have any... We actually, somehow we bamboozled Lamborghini, to give us two actual Lamborghinis, which they carted out in the middle of Romania.
Pieces, by the way.
Yeah. We didn't actually destroy any of the cars, but they did send along a couple extra pieces, like hood parts and fenders, and each of which was in a velvet-lined case, and each of which I think cost more than any car I will ever own in my life. So the stuff was... Ladies and gentlemen. Is your mic on? There's some horrible joke I can make.
I don't
get
this fucking thing.
Anyway, it was something along those lines. I don't have the exact wording, but it was something like that.
She told him.
That's an actor.
All right. Other questions? Yes, go ahead, please.
Adrian, how much of the bike did you ride down the hill?
Handlebars on an apple box.
Although I should say that we were shooting the scene like in between takes, because you know, if any of these guys so much as stubs a toe, then our insurance goes crazy and the whole production is like out on their ear. And
I dared Mark to get on the Schwinn and take a ride down the hill. I tried it for a really small amount of time and realized it was really treacherous. And Mark, of course, was very willing to do it.
Unbeknownst to our producers.
It was a dare.
Doesn't make it okay. I was talking to my producer and I just see his face go ashen. And I turn around and I see Mark barreling down that exact same hill on that Schwinn.
That actually was Mark. They just whipped the camera on and turned it on really quick.
And our producer was screaming at me, "I'll sue you! I'll sue you! I'll sue your ass, Ruffalo!" That's when I ate and fell down into a pile of sheep dung.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Oh, who did the illustrations for the notebook?
That was my cousin, Zach Johnson, who couldn't be here tonight. He's actually Nathan, our composer's brother. And it's family business. If there were any money that any of us actually made from this movie, I would have said that it was, you know, keeping the money in the family, but it's just keeping the work in the family.
In front, please. May I repeat the question? He said that the costumes and wardrobe were awesome and beautiful. I couldn't agree more. And was this a directorial choice or, sorry, what was the other option?
Awesome
costume design, yes.
Timeless,
I missed that word.
Can I get away with saying it was a directorial choice to have awesome costume design? No, we had a really talented costume designer, Beatrix Pasture, she did The Fisher King, and she did a lot of incredible movies, and she did pull some amazing. And also, you have guys like this who look good in that stuff. I couldn't pull off half the, and 90 any of the outfits Adrian wore in the movie, I would look like a clown in, but he looks beautiful in these guys. Hey, it's a beautiful.
Yes, sir, right there.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate Mark. Beautiful work. I love it. How did you all come up with the idea, the original story for the script?
So how did you come up with the idea for the script?
Rachel?
No.
The original thing was just thinking about con men movie and wanting to do a con man love story. Can you do a con man movie where the audience is coming in expecting to be fooled in the last act, and the question is who's going to turn the knife into who in the last act? Can you come into that and do something where the real twist at the end is it's character based, it's an emotional payoff at the end, and so that was where it started, and then these guys got involved, and they're the reason if it works on screen, it works.
We have time for one more. Yes, second in from the aisle, please. Yes, you. She'd like to know how much improvisation the three of you used. She thought it was brilliant.
Only about 2/3 of the script. Not a word. Zip, zil, zitch. Nunca. It was all that I had. It was Ryan Johnson's genius.
Although watching you guys up here tonight, I should have had you improvise.
Well, we want to thank you very much for letting us premiere the film.
Thank you.